Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Sheriff's detectives continue their investigation into an attempted home invasion robbery on Cedar Street in Eureka on Wednesday night. Two men, one armed with a silver handgun, forced their way into the residence and were seemingly spooked when the home phone rang and the answering machine picked up. It was the parents calling their children to see what was happening. Deputies arrived on scene minutes later, but the two suspects had fled, and it does not appear they managed to steal any items of value before doing so. The first suspect, armed with a handgun, is described as a white male in his 40s, 5'9 to 5'10, wearing dark baggy clothing and weighing about 185 pounds. The second suspect was described only as having bright blue eyes. Both men were wearing masks. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Arcata police arrested 46-year-old Wallace Eggert late last night following a traffic stop on Valley West Boulevard. An officer pulled Eggert over for a visible equipment infraction and discovered that Eggert was driving on a suspended license. The officer also noticed that Eggert may have been under the influence of drugs, specifically methamphetamine. A search of his vehicle turned up nearly 2 ounces of meth and other items, such as a scale and baggies consistent with meth sales. Eggert was booked into county jail on several charges. Traffic on Highway 101 was snarled late yesterday afternoon after a three-car collision shut down the roadway just south of the Kmart intersection on South Broadway. Rianne Wheeler, who was driving a Ford Ranger, lost control of her vehicle and hit a second vehicle, which in turn slammed into a third car, shutting down both sides of the highway and causing backups and delays. All three drivers were injured in the collision, with injuries ranging from minor to moderate, and all three were taken to the hospital. Wheeler was later arrested by officers on suspicion of felony driving under the influence after it was determined she caused the collision. Police report that the injuries suffered by the drivers could have been much worse if all three hadn't been wearing their seatbelts. And if anyone is enjoying the series of rainstorms passing through the North Coast, it's got to be the amphibians who inhabit the slough outside this station. Warmer temperatures and lots of rain have them croaking in joy. But for those of the human species, the rain is a bit more of a problem, particularly to the north of us. Del Norte County and Curry County, Oregon, have seen nearly 10 inches of rain, and rivers in the area are flooding, including the Chetco, which was well above flood stage. And the situation is worsened by high tides, slides, and road washouts that have affected the southern Oregon coast, and the governor has declared a state of emergency for that southern Oregon coast. Locally, the rain continues to come down and is expected to be with us through the weekend. The city of Eureka is offering city residents free sandbags and sand to help protect property, and local shelters for those without a place to stay are open, including the city of Eureka's Extreme Weather Shelter, which can house those who can't find a place at the rescue mission. As it stands now, no local rivers are anywhere near flood stage, although low-lying areas will be affected. Caltrans reports that highways 299, 196, and 36 are all open with no restrictions. Also, Caltrans has reported that highway 101 northbound lanes near the slide that occurred last year have been narrowed down to one lane. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. St. Joseph's Hospital announced today that it has reached its $12.5 million fundraising goal for the new Northeast Tower on the hospital campus. The hospital reached its goal earlier this week in private donations when a number of significant gifts were donated. The two largest donors to the project were $1 million donated by Jeff Carlson and a $2 million donation from the McLean Foundation. The private funds are being matched by the St. Joseph's Health System dollar for dollar, meaning that the $25 million will be used as a down payment for the new facility. And you can tour the new tower at the hospital this weekend as St. Joseph's hosts an open house on Saturday from 11 a.m. until 5 and on Sunday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. While the tower will not be ready for patients until the spring, those interested can get a look at the new surgery suite, ICU, and emergency rooms housed in the new building. And Congressman Mike Thompson led a group of 27 California lawmakers in calling on President Obama to take immediate action to address the nation's foreclosure crisis. Thompson said in a press release that our economy will continue to suffer and consumer confidence will never return if we do not help hardworking families navigate through this housing nightmare. In California, more than 30% of homeowners have mortgages considered underwater, meaning they owe more on the house than it's currently worth. Thompson and congressional colleagues have asked for a meeting with the president as soon as possible so they can present their recommendations about addressing foreclosures and allowing homeowners to work with lenders to reduce negative home equity. And that's your North Coast News on this Friday evening. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. For KINS North Coast News, I'm Dan Squire.